concussions in the news. John
sure
Platton,
is.
The Rat, is on the front page of the paper today joining the class action, or it's his own action, actually, against the AFL, against the game of football. I want to refresh your memory, because this isn't new. I remember seeing Greg Williams, Diesel, one of our best ever players, two-time Brownlow medalist, on the Sunday night program a few years ago.
In regards to my memory, it is definitely deteriorating.
Greg and Mary have four children, Samantha, Jai, Charlie and Jake.
What's Jake's middle name?
Lee.
Charlie?
Norman?
No.
James?
No.
Sorry. Don't, you're embarrassing me.
Okay, John it was.
The wedding day?
I remember it, but not very well.
Go back to a memory of your honeymoon, just on a memory of your honeymoon.
Where'd we go? Tell me.
You don't remember?
No. But you must remember your honeymoon.
I don't remember my honeymoon.
Rue, I want to direct this to you. You've told me before that you had several concussions when you played. John Platton mentions today he thinks he was knocked out 36 times.
Yeah, I probably had 10 or 20, I don't know.
Like, 10 or 20?
Absolutely. Like, depends what
That's a fair range.
Depends what you define as concussion. I probably had blurred vision more than that, a lot more times than I could tell you. Heaps of times I played a game where one eye was all blurry.
Really?
And sometimes you'd have to go off and just wait 20, 30, 40 minutes before you could see enough so you could actually perform. Otherwise, you didn't have any awareness around you. So I don't know if that defines concussion as well.
Yeah.
Certainly been knocked out, certainly woke up in hospital a few times, certainly not known where I was on the bench a few times, so absolutely know what they're talking about.
Are you comfortable with the rules at the time? And I'm talking about the medical rules within your own club or within the actual game itself. So when you were knocked out, what was the protocol? Was it you must miss a week or let's hope you can play next week?
Never missed a week. I never missed a week with concussion. And back then, sort of, you're talking 90s, early 2000s for me, if you were fine to play, you played. You never missed a game. And in fact, you went back on the ground. And if you didn't, you know, it was a bit of a sign of weakness or you let your teammates down. That's certainly how I thought of it. And I know that that would be the same for 99% of footballers.
All right. We're talking seriously about this. I'm not here to take the mickey out of you at all. But now at your age, you've got six beautiful children and your wife and family. So is it affecting you right now, or are you noticing signs of being affected?
I don't actually know if it is or not. I, you know, like most people, I think when you get to your 40s or whatever, you wish your short-term memory was a lot better than what it was. But I definitely think that at times I should be able to remember topics or things that I can't get out of my head. So I don't know. I hope I don't. I hope I haven't got an issue coming forward.
Do you ever get headaches or anything like that?
Nothing like that. But it's interesting that I would like to speak to Johnny Platton about it and ask him all these questions to see how things have changed.
And
by the way, John Barnes, he's
not speaking at the moment because of this pending case, I think. Yep. But, and I'm sure one day he will.
Oh, absolutely us, will. And we'll try and get Greg Griffin on to the lawyer because we know Greg really well. But these guys, certainly John Platton, we both know really well, he wouldn't be doing this unless he's got dead set issues that he thinks he needs to do something about. He wouldn't be making it up.
No. Now, what does this mean for the game as a whole? Because we know in America there was a big class action and it cost a heck of a lot of money.
$1 billion.
And it'll be ongoing. What can you see happening, or have you spoken to any other former players about this? What's going to happen financially for the AFL to cover off on this?
I don't know how they can cover off on it, Dits, but I know they're hell-bent on changing it. We've discussed on blokes getting suspended for two or three games for tackles where they bang heads and, you know, you say it's soft and the game's changing. But I think people realise now they have to do something about it because they're aware of all these lawsuits that are coming. And if they don't do something about it, then they're going to be seen to be turning a blind eye to concussion, which they can't. So you can't blame them for doing it. It's not what we're used to for growing up with the game in the 70s, 80s or 90s, but they've got to protect their head.
Yeah, no, definitely. No argument about that. But just finally, as I say, look at this financially. The AFL, potentially, you know, every single ex-player could come forward and say, well, I've got certain aches and pains as a result of playing the game.
They could. I think they'd have to back that up with all your medical records to say that you've had X amount of concussions or you've had issues with that. But it does seem to be in the 40s or or early 50s when it comes back to bite you on the bum.
All right. Good on you, Roo. Hey,
this won't go away. We'll be talking about this in the future for sure.
Oh, I've got no doubt.